it moving? It's recording. So now I'm
I hope I'm ready for it. But I thought you should start with the podcast.
Plus 21,600 to 24,600. Thank you, and I think this is right. We need to know. You can't be in this committee and people want to know how many educators in this country and you don't know. Because I remember way back when I was a staff leader, I knew there were 249. Anyway, you ask me, I will tell you 249,000 educators. So it's very important for this committee to know the number of educators in this country, the number of schools in this country, the number of... We are supposed to know them. If we don't have that information, we are misled. Thank you.
And do you think, I also think we should distinguish between public schools and private schools, you know, special schools also?
Through you, Chairperson, definitely.
Please, yes. May I add to it, we need a list of acronyms. You know, this is a new language altogether. Does the women have a list of acronyms? Because it is, we have to get the dictionary code.
Maybe I was like waiting.
We have collected some of the stuff already, but not all of them have been received. you see after each of these presentations here, the computer presentations may have been, some of them have been received, and we have gone out to them with others. We are planning to come back to
while you are waiting for whoever is coming. Because I didn't look at this, I have to be honest. I was looking for things that I didn't find anywhere in the office. They are not at home, they are not anywhere in the world. The things that I was looking for, I lost them, I don't know where. But I'm trying to go through this address by the Deputy Minister. And I'm interested in what he's saying from paragraph number 2. The need to strengthen ECD. I need to check with you, Chairperson. The ECDs, most of them are private, the last time I checked. They are not in the hands of the... It's not in our hands, I guess. And early childhood development is the most important. I think if the learners miss that, they miss education for life. In other countries, you know, these days you have become a globetrotter also like me. So I'm sure you know that... those who are highly educated, both doctors, and they prefer to put them at the beginning of education, not necessarily, yeah. Because that we are not in charge, I want to say that, as government. Because it's like people are making business out of this. It's business, you know. They're looking after kids, and how would we say we want to pay more attention? If we can't look at the policy that kind of took all these away from public sector to private. Because definitely I don't think we have a lot of schools that we can control under this particular system. Yeah. Thank you.
I can't remember quite well with the discussion, but the issue here was to say, if you look at the ECDs that are being run, which are linked to the school, they perform better, they create up, and the thinking was to say we need to try and emphasize more to ensure that all schools eventually have to be up into that. And I don't think that has been, I can't remember what was the discussion, but there was that issue of acknowledging the weakness, as you're saying, that it's mainly owned by private, and therefore government needs to take an initiative to drive them. Because they were saying even that in other society owned, at times there's no teaching, it's like a day, the way you drop the kids, there's no learning, you come back. So they were saying that is what they were trying to do in the community. Thank you very much for arriving. It's Anitra, remember. Lorima. Lorima, I'm from
the court.
I'm pronouncing coach.
That's right, yeah.
So,
it's the most important person to be.
Yes. To bring the diversity.
Okay. Maybe this is something that one can investigate slightly separately, but maybe those who have information, the school in Acacia Park, is it a government school? I'm not very clear about what is happening.
Yeah, that's our doctor.
Well, the lady I know, I put it tight today.
Okay.
But before I answer, I think the second that is what made it with the government is put around the issue of making sure that we individually take it care of. In terms of the target of 2014, where all the schools started to have given up to the care of, and I think it's a good move to us. And that's what there are two schools in Acacia Park. The one is attached to the school that is the government, the department one, and the one that is on the side, the private school. It's a private school. So the other one is linked to the school that is the government. But the one that is and that way it can be quite different. You can just go into the
The reason why I'm asking, I don't want to make this any very hard, but the reason why I'm asking is does the department apply stationary crew come in school in this province.
It does, Mr. Kaniyako, even with veterans, as I'm saying, the private community owns one. The department of the government, the department does come to the community and the support. That's why I'm not sure whether I would say, but it's private to the way you are paying, but yes, they do get to pay. But the interest in the government is the application.
So we move for the adoption of the report. Report on the Portfolio Committee on Education on Budget Vote 14, which is implemented on the 8th, 28th.
Who wants to move? But I want to check something on the question. Can we rely on you that you have gone through this? But that once we move and adopt it, it means without correction. Are you sure that everything is checked fine? Because once we adopt it,
Okay. I have read the report.
Okay.
So the witness is right, for example, states I was not in part of the meeting. So you can't 100% say I would represent in the report. For those witnesses that have been there, I can say that's what they said. So hence the committee overall must adopt the report. Okay. Not
right. I remember the committee.
Maybe I'm over particular on page 2 at the high level overview, you go down to 4 points and then the above would be achieved, can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the third line, just put in an I there between N and S, please.
We
minister.
Yeah, because we should have adopted minister.
Because I know I agree that minister is a children,
With correction.
Yeah, of the sending the
school. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to say adoption with it's two different
things.
Thank you.
I said it is not to answer only after I said that. With the annual report of activities of the Portfolio Committee on Medical Education, 19 November 2009, adoption of the report. That's the one that I put aside, I can see the others that you first of all, that you are seeing for the second time.
We have to be on the rhythm.
I didn't pick up anything on this website on its own response. Then I've looked at the pieces of the community. Because for the end, for the last 7 years.
But
they
have to present with an S to my not like.
Whatever we're going to do, we have to put it into the program for this year. And I didn't sense of the oversight. Hence I made that comment to say, I'm glad that we are acknowledging that we have done less oversight.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore we need to emphasize this. So as part of the program, we haven't dealt with it yet. We need to deal with the program of the committee. Where it gives us, for example, the oversight that we're going to do for this year. And also, even if there's any side issue that you're going to undertake, you need to look at that, where and what are the issues. So I think we need to start moving fast on that one, really.
Okay.
There is a class program that needs to come to the community house. That's what I need to test.
I think we want to check the thing that I want to do.
Yeah, we need to. I'll speak to them and then we'll discuss. I'm also concerned with it. We need to have it. It is within the few weeks that we started the community. We need to put a new part of that. It helps him to plan. One, it helps us to organize our life. For example, we couldn't be in the oversight that was planned, but there was no program. On higher education, there's a program already. We know when we are doing what, for example. So we are able to say in culture enforcement, the use of us are not here in what, because we are family members in both communities, not that we are at home somewhere. And we don't run the risk of going to an oversight to their limits. Because it's like you don't even think you're going to see that it's better than for people going to go somewhere. And yet it's not all of you that are there, or it's not a big number that shows the representation of the committee. But I think I'll speak to the chair just to emphasize for us to see the program of the committee.
The first one is,
oversight is national, and then territory is outside the country.
Are you planning on this?
We need to, as a committee, have central. What is the right way? We are entitled to
choose
study choice
per 5 years. Like all of us, not the
weeks
of
this
world,
no.
Like
the
all of
study choice for the community.
Okay.
For example, if there's a study choice, it's not one person that goes. One person can go per invite from company.
Okay.
That is separate. But for the study choice, it's the entire community that goes to the county. And then you have got to have specific requirements of what you're going to do to motivate it. So we need to deal with that if we are to do any study choices, because the submissions and all those things are by about 3 months that is needed by the office to do it. So it's better if we are able to approve the program in time so that we start working on whatever that we need. Even nationally, if we are to take any oversight outside the province of the logistical requirements to the budget and all those things that we need to consider. And it has to be approved by both the House and the Chishiko. So that we can. So we also have those things in place, otherwise the people will just come with us. And yeah. So I'm saying I'll report that, but I think I don't know if I'm going to report, but I'm committed, I'll teach you with that to make sure that it is at the next meeting, you should be able to.
I just want to say that I'm also
Okay. Oh, okay. What happened, remember when we started, this is when we started. It's a reflection of the initially when they started, for example, myself, I was not part of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were added on into the committee. That's why it's reflected. But then there was another amendment. Every time it's amended, then again followed another ACC that clearly stipulated all members as we are coming in. So there was a lot of criticism, remember, there was a lot of change of membership at that time. So he just was taking the ACC that were reflecting on the membership. That's why the last one is this announcement of membership of the committee, which was on September. I think it's over. Yeah, that is the final list as we are doing now.
Thank you, Chairman. On page 1 and page 7, I start with page 1.
Mm.
I note that the responsibility is limited to those three, but I need to check if the time regulation also includes registering of it. Well, that's very important. That's the core to me. Unless if I miss it, faith has to register the educator. Unless it's because we are dealing with some law, a concept here, I want to believe that the chairperson is very good in local things, you know. Maybe regulation.
The chairperson of the committee.
Yeah,
of
the committee. Yeah. So I'm thinking if we leave it like this, are we saying this is what state is responsible for only? Because every educator is registered to that.
Shall we ask Mr. Brown to edit?
Thank you. And on page, I was saying on page 7 before you come.
Okay.
On page 7, I know that we have to adopt this, of course, that's why we're here.
Mm.
But on page 7, we have got a lot of budget rules that are available, but they are not adopted themselves.
Mm.
Shall we then have a rider which says when the time comes for adopting, to say we'll adopt with the commitment that we're going to adopt these and adopted issues here. Thank you.
Okay. The reason why that look at page 9
mm-hmm.
at the bottom there, and I'm not so sure why it's like that, the chairperson requested that the secretary keep a record of minutes of meetings, but that minutes are not formally adopted in meetings.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's what
I was saying.
Yeah.
That will adopt. But then we must have a commitment to say, in our next meeting, we need to adopt it.
Mm.
We can't have them unadopted the way it is.
Mm. So let the report that I'm supposed to say reflect that we have adopted it.
So
if adoption of the minutes, non-adoption of the minutes has indicating that
it's not adopted. Mm.
You
know, actually, we're doing it. It's sort of a technicality that is there, and we're not aware of. Mm. So we need to do with that. Thanks,
number.
I was talking about the new computer, but it's like I'm looking at some sort of confusion when I look at this.
Mm.
From Mr. Bond, so this is the annual report of the Chief of Social Commission delegated decision made in November 2009. And then some of those reporting were done before. It's not projecting forward.
No, the report is the thesis of what we have done.
Yeah. So my input earlier.
Yeah.
And says more to
what?
Yeah.
Because we were so, I understand.
Oh, okay.
Because at that time we were expecting to have done something.
Yeah.
We have not done them.
Yeah.
So in order for us to do those things that we did not do, a program of action going forward.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we need to adopt in the community going forward. Shall we
I want to say, if you are going to adopt the name of the country, then you should be sure that you think that are the sort of things that you think are something of the same type of things that might come from the same type of things that you ever could just tell the client that you have to adopt the country.
cannot look at, I'm a son of the thing. But the issue is that we have seen the meaning. I'm not so sure the technicality what has been written in between Minister Don and the case. But the issue is that the minister has come to our committee, we have dealt with the meaning. And my understanding was that we have adopted the meaning, to be honest with you. Hence I'm saying, hence I make that statement to say that it's that statement to say that the text is sort of like a preferential of not adopting. I'm right, Mr. Brown. Prepared not for us to adopt, but to keep record. Maybe just explain.
From coming to this committee, as I worked with John King in the previous committee as well, she's always she was on the view, keep a record of minutes. And we are either happy to get a job or pick up the record of minutes. For some reason, she explained why she prefers to keep a job for 4 minutes.
Okay. Can I ask on the minute
on the last time?
Okay, let me just before you come. On the minute issue I propose that we jump. But on this report, because it needs to go into Parliament. Mm-hmm. As a report, otherwise it will reflect that we have done nothing. Then what we could take as a decision of the committee is to say that all these other things, because my understanding that we have adopted this thing, but it's done, is the technicality of the job, the preferential of the text, which I can't speak on because she's not here, unfortunately. But hence, we have dealt with this issue, we've seen this report, we've looked at them, and we have agreed on them. And you might note that it's a matter of, well, you want to clarify something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a matter of preference, and therefore I would feel that we can adopt the report for it to be submitted, and then take the issue when we say it in terms of the side of work that we need. Nobody prefers MRC because as the job before me. I think if we can return some indications to us, obviously we can engage with it. I was quite honest like you, I was not even aware of that preferential. I've been under the impression that as we see with me, they record it as adopted, but we do deal with them and we discuss them, we correct them, we dealt with all these things. It's just like sometimes they take me and
the minutes, the reports are adopted. They are all adopted. The record of the meeting. But I also like to suggest that if we could, if we're going to adopt the side, we will then hold back and see this until maybe we can do that.
Yeah, because on page 7, it's adoption of minutes. Mm-hmm. At the report.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Either what we do is Brown put a column
mm-hmm.
in terms of adoption of the report, that is reflected that this report has been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that is that. Mm-hmm. Let's put that column. When it says adoption of minutes, we just put adoption of report. So that we reflect that we have dealt with those hearings, we have adopted the report. Then, available not adopted to the minutes.
The comment is given for us to say available not adopted, or it's our own comment. We also kind of draw away from it and reflect the report adopted.
The
question
is,
what selection of hearing are the things that are
taken in?
Okay. Does it prescribe? What is the problem? The confusion we have here. Maybe there at another level. And I don't think we wanted to call out confusion there. And wanted to go and clarify that no, we prefer this, we don't prefer that. We needed to say something clear. So this is how we, understand that.
Okay. Can you take a
decision
to say we pass this until the same thing? I
think you are right, but you need to tell me what you are saying so that it will assist.
Yeah.
But we can do it in another meeting. I think
we'll
if you can get, no, even 10 minutes, not much. So that this is what you are saying. So that when you report to her, she will realize that this needed more undertaking to us. Like I said before, we might not be understanding the language of the learned, and it might be very much correct. But like if you look at number on page 3, not applicable. What is not applicable? The report not applicable to whom? On page 3, can you see those not applicable? If I were to receive this, I would definitely want to understand what is not applicable. To the committee? Or maybe I don't understand what, like, you remember I missed this, I went with that ad hoc committee and then went with the higher education committee. I might not be understanding this.
Yeah,
maybe it's right, even not applicable.
Yeah.
Well,
my lesson is that even if you go, for example, I went on behalf of higher education, I could use any font of that thing. So my lesson is that whoever goes in motion, they may choose the report, and therefore you can't use that. No, can I just say something? Remember, I think before we start confusing ourselves even further, and I'm starting to ask myself as well, can we agree that this report is on adopted the strategy and then we to ask the chairperson to really come and do the strategy?
But how sort of time frame do we have enough time to do it? When do they want it?
Is this not supposed to be part of? Can I just ask? Is this not supposed to? Now I'm
yeah.
Is this not supposed to be part of what is report as Parliament? But this is last year. So now we are on a new financial year, we are debating the budget, like the departments are reporting to this is what we have done. We need to report to say this is what is done by Parliament as we do the budget rule. Are we not supposed to have done that?
This is our annual report of 2009. We never had a chance to look at the results. They just stayed on the agenda and bumped up here and bumped up there and we were doing so just one of those reports that have been created since the end of last year, which we have not seen up. So just a reflection of the activities of the committee for 2009.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
do have that. I just didn't add it to this now, but it's just, you know, I'll open it at another meeting. I'm sorry, I didn't do that.
Okay, shall we agree that we have had to answer my question? I know it's last year's work, but surely we can't have reports that are pending for. I mean, we are in oversight committee and we are not even doing what we ask other people to do. If we are thinking of department by the year, financial year and 2 months account, and before we were even allocating, and we are not doing that, we are allocating without even accounting. I think we are wrong students.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying to you, but it's just a concern that I have. And the fear of saying, you might say there's no deadline, and then there's a report that comes reflecting on all the other committees who have done work, and we reflect as they're not having done work. So if we are going on the first next week, we are back when it's the week of the first.
Yeah.
First so we are likely to sit on the second of May.
Fourth
of May.
We want to look at this month. End November. It's almost the time of going for present is rising at and December obviously there's not much right. And what we come from the end of it is not February. So the 2 months basically it's not like being wasted, it's like Parliament is not. Then you are in February, it may take slightly, you debate about it. Probably we can adopt either must send the moral of the demon or have a standard to say all of us. Either before you rise, you try and adopt the same blessing so that it's part of the system. But I don't know of any other commissioner that may have adopted it by when. Are we the only one who will be named and shamed later, or you know that you know, but you can try to find out what is beyond the committee. We might have delayed, but I think in general, every other commission has delayed to complete by last year. And I think they did resist it even after we have killed.
Can
we
agree that this reporting details is on the phone?
Because that actually means that